This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, March 12th. Brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Tariff refund update is due today. Lawmakers want Japan pushed on potatoes and ethanol costs debate. The Trump administration facing a 2 o'clock deadline today to report to the U.S. Court of International Trade on its plan to refund tariff collections made under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The deadline was set by Judge Richard Eaton, who ordered a brief status report from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection outlining how the administration intends to issue refunds. In a filing last week, CBP said it could begin issuing refunds by late April, noting it needs about 45 days to build an automated system to process the payments. Government data shows CBP collected roughly $166 billion in tariffs from more than 330,000 importers that must now be refunded with interest following the Supreme Court decision striking down the use of emergency tariffs. Over 60 lawmakers from both parties and chambers are urging the administration to use an upcoming visit from the Japanese Prime Minister to secure market access for U.S. potatoes. In a letter to President Donald Trump yesterday, led by Senators Mike Crapo of Idaho, Ron Wyden of Oregon, the lawmakers argued Japan could be the largest export market for fresh U.S. potatoes outside North America. Japanese markets have delayed discussions about opening their market without any scientific justification. We urge you to prioritize this issue in your discussions with Prime Minister Sane Tokaichi's visit and find a lasting solution for U.S. potato growers, the lawmakers write. The National Potato Council applauded the letter and had already been eyeing Tokaichi's visit later this month as an opportunity to make progress on the issue. We're very hopeful that it's going to be part of the discussions between the president and her, in the words of Cam Quarles, CEO of the National Potato Council, speaking to AgriPulse earlier this week. Securing access to the Japanese market, quote, would create a massive tailwind under our industry, he added. The flood of policy news, outlooks, and opinions on crop-based fuels continues to dominate talk in the ag world. The Trump administration's biofuel blending quotas are the top of the watch list. EPA's final renewable volume obligations, currently under review by the White House, are not likely to be released until after next week, that amid the administration's focus on the war in Iran. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Brett Gibbs says he also now expects a 23 to 25 small refinery exemption reallocation of 70%. The final RVOs are expected by the end of the month and a decision on the 2025 SREs in April, Gibbs says. Oil price shocks are reviving debate on the impact of ethanol on gasoline prices, as it weighs actions to shield Americans from sudden gasoline price spikes. The Trump administration should, quote, adjust EPA's proposed 26-27 blending mandates for ethanol and prevent the reallocation of SRE volumes. That's according to a group of independent refiners and union workers. Financial analysts have confirmed that the renewable fuel standard is adding 20 to 30 cents a gallon to prices at the pump, according to the Fueling America Jobs Coalition. The group had previously called for lower mandates for corn-based ethanol. EPA has proposed a 15 billion gallon ethanol mandate for 26-27. Ethanol groups and supporters say higher blends of gasoline additive save consumers money when they fill up their cars. Senator Amy Klobuchar, among the lawmakers, saying that current surges in oil prices make it a good time for Congress to pass legislation allowing year-round sales of 15% ethanol mixes with gasoline, E15 from the standard 10% now. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. The International Trade Commission says that a probe into whether Mexican strawberries are being dumped onto the U.S. market below fair market price can continue. The ITC found evidence that imports of fresh winter strawberries from Mexico hurting U.S. producers. The Commerce Department will now take up the investigation to determine whether dumping is taking place. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee heard from a Wyoming farmer yesterday about whether to loosen diesel exhaust fuel regulations for coal regions of the U.S. to avoid shutdowns caused by freezing temperatures. Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation President Todd Forstrom said farmers in his state have struggled with equipment stoppages after cold temperatures froze the diesel exhaust fluid inside. In his written testimony, he also recalled an instance where a deaf freeze cracked one of the producer's tanks. Environmental Protection Agency regulations generally require deaf and newer truck and non-road equipment models to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions in diesel vehicles. Fornstrom said some farmers are opting to buy older vehicles to avoid the deaf freezes. He said they're choosing not to buy newer equipment. The hearing centered on the Cold Weather Diesel Reliability Act, which would require EPA to allow manufacturers to suspend automatic engine derates at sub-zero temperatures. It also would grant a year-round exemption from DEF system requirements for equipment primarily operated in very cold regions. Chevron has retired renewable fuel credits worth about $3.6 million and will pay a $1 million fine to settle violations of the Renewable Fuel Standard and Justice Department, announcing yesterday. From January through August 2022, Chevron invalidly generated over 2.2 million advanced biofuel production credits, known as Renewable Identification Numbers, or RINs, on renewable diesel that had already been used for RIN generation and sold to third parties. The company disclosed in 2023 that, according to the Department of Justice press release, the benefits that flow from the Renewable Fuel Standard program to rural American communities depend on the integrity of a program of the program credits, and this action ensures the reliability of RINs, said Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Adam Gustafson on the department's Environment and Natural Resources Division. Here's today's final word. If you reopen it, you're going right back to the same disagreements you had before. So unless somebody puts something on the table where everybody goes, oh, gee, that's perfect, let's do that, then how do you reopen discussions? That Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota on the suggestion that the Ag Committee Democrats may seek to revisit SNAP cost sharing as a part of Farm Bill talks. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, March 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.